Zimbabwe. On Monday as well at 10 p.m., DR Congo take on Benin. And of course, come Tuesday, we are going to see Senegal playing Botswana. These are games coming in too early. Gentlemen, we need to pack our bags and go. Let's do this again next week.
Sure.
Ask on the clock right here on the back page. Thank you, Mulingi. Thank you, Moses. Thank you, BMJ. And come Monday, all the best to
Chiporo Poro Boys.
The back page, my name is Jane Dunta Mwemba, and know that anything is
possible.
Government urged to be transparent during health worker recruitment. Bishop urges churches to support circumstantial children in correctional facilities. And Secretary of State acknowledged setbacks in DRC Rwanda deal urges compliance. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has urged government to be accountable and transparent during the health workers' recruitment process. This follows after the Civil Service Commission officially commenced the recruitment process for 2,000 workers for 2025 on 16th December. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, MQHZ Director General Queen Mwabu said that there were allegations of previous recruitments being corrupt in nature, which affects the selection process. Observations have been made that some people in the database were not selected, while those who are not on the list got employment, which was very questionable and is a common trend during the selection process, said Dr. Mwabu. Dr. Mwabu stressed that there are many health workers who have the right qualifications but stay unemployed for years due to corruption. He further recommended that government should restructure its recruitment process by prioritizing workers who have been left out for years to ensure fairness.
What is most important about the recruitment is to be transparent and efficiently when it comes to the recruitment. That would definitely help and will prevent corruption. Because looking at the previous recruitment, there were some allegations of corruption. 10 who were not in the database were recruited, and those who were in the database, they were left out. So this is very critical. We need to make sure that there is proper accountability.
Solwezi District Agricultural Coordinator Mutinta Zulu says 99% of beneficiaries under the Farmer Input Support Program FISIP in the area have redeemed their farming inputs. In an interview with Zanis in Solwezi District, Mrs. Zulu disclosed that only 5 out of 6,700 beneficiaries have not deposited money to enable them get their inputs. Zanis reports that Mrs. Zulu says the inputs have been distributed in good time for the farmers to use them. Mrs. Zulu has, however, appealed to farmers to ensure that they put the inputs to good use. She explained that there was need for farmers to take agriculture as a business if they are to enjoy the benefits. Glorious Bible Church Presiding Bishop Benson Chisenga has urged the church to support circumstantial children in correctional facilities as a way of giving back during the festive season. Recently, the National Assembly of Zambia, through its speaker, Ms. Nelly Muti, donated assorted items to circumstantial children at the Lusaka Central Correctional Center, noting that these children are either born in prison or brought to prison as a result of their mother's incarceration and the most vulnerable in the country. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Bishop Chisenga encouraged the church to take up such duties as a way of giving back to society and practicing intentional ministry. Believers must be reminded by this act that Christmas compassion must go beyond celebration to intentional acts like the National Assembly undertook to inspire us and to challenge us, said Bishop Chisenga. Bishop Chisenga further emphasized that true ministry includes supporting those that are indirectly affected by circumstances they never chose, especially children. He further commended the National Assembly, stating that its effort in supporting the marginalized is a challenge to the Church to embody love and an inspirational step towards achieving equality.
The other lesson the Church can learn from that gesture is that true Christian witness is demonstrated when love reaches the margin, and not only the congregation. So our actions, our witness must go beyond the four corners of our congregations and reach out to the marginalized, especially the vulnerable, such as children.
Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, National Coordinator Norman Chipakupaku, says the Ministry of Finance released 99 million kwacha at the beginning of 2025, meant for the construction of drainages in Lusaka District. Zanis reports that Mr. Chipakupaku said the construction and opening up of drainages in Lusaka District is part of the directive issued by President Hakainde Hichilema following the floods that were experienced last year. Speaking to journalists shortly after touring drainage construction works in Kalundu Road 55 and Kalusha Walia Road, Mr. Chipakupaku expressed happiness with the workmanship exhibited by the Zambia National Service, ZNS. He expressed optimism that once construction of the drainages is completed, flooding in Lusaka District will be a thing of the past. Meanwhile, Mr. Chipakupaku has urged the media to conduct sensitization programs aimed at educating residents not to dump garbage in drainages. In African news, Secretary of State Marco Rubio acknowledged the backsliding on the peace deal between the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and Rwanda. President Donald Trump has included the conflict in the list of wars he insists he has ended. Rubio says administration officials remain engaged and have asked our friends on the Hill, both Republicans and Democrats, to also engage in conversations of their own with these leaders to emphasize a bipartisan U.S. interest in peace. Just days after signing the accord, Rwanda-backed M23 rebels overran the town of Uvira in South Kivu province, inviting a sharp rebuke from Washington. Coming up shortly, Putin vows no more wars if the West treats Russia with respect. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said there will be no more wars after Ukraine if Russia is treated with respect and dismissed claims that Moscow is planning to attack European countries as nonsense. In a televised event lasting almost 4.5 hours, he was asked whether there would be new special military operations, Putin's theme for the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Earlier this month, Putin said Russia was not planning to go to war with Europe, but was ready right now if Europeans wanted to. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has urged government to be accountable and transparent during the health workers' recruitment process. Glorious Bible Church presiding Bishop Benson Chisenga has urged the church to support circumstantial children in correctional facilities as a way of giving back during the festive season. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio acknowledged the backsliding on the peace deal between the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and Rwanda. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.